Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise God. This is Apostle Delilah Gamble coming to you tonight. We'll be talking about quench not the Holy Spirit from God. This is a very important topic that needs to be addressed to the church, to the body of Christ. Amen. I'm going to pray before we even get into the message because we want God to always get the glory. Amen. And if God don't get the glory, then this message is of none effect. Everything that God does is very effective. Amen. He's the God of effectiveness. Amen. It's never ending. No one can defy God or try to even figure him out because he is God all by himself. Amen. Pray for me tonight. A little bit up under the weather, but I'm going to be on about 52 minutes, and I'm going to just allow the Lord to just have his way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight, God, for what you're going to do among your people. We thank you, God, for how you're going to speak your word with power, with understanding, and with wisdom. We thank you, Father, because there is none else beside you. We thank you that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning, and you are the ending. We thank you, Father, that your word will fall fresh on the ears of your people tonight, that God, that you will open up the minds of your people, those that are lacking understanding of what you're speaking to them in this hour. We thank you, God, that you're going to make the crooked places straight in your people's life. We thank you, God, that you're going to open up doors according to your will in your people's life. We thank you, God, for the souls that are seeking you, the souls that are longing for you, the souls that desire you more than anything. Father God, we thirst for you. We hunger for you. We desire you, God, and the inward parts, the places that no man can see with the natural eyes. And that's why we say, God, on tonight, create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence. God, take not your Holy Spirit away from us, for we cannot even breathe without your Holy Spirit. Your Spirit gives us strength from day to day, even what we're facing on the job or what we're dealing with in the home. We need your strength. We need that joy, that supernatural joy, that peace that surpasses all understanding for our heart, soul, and mind, that we will be in full agreement tonight with your word. Let us not lean to our own understanding, O God, but in all our ways that are not your ways, let us acknowledge your ways on tonight, because your way is the best way. Your way is the holy way. Your way is the righteous way. So, Lord God, as we close this prayer, we ask that you get the glory continually and that you will allow, that we will allow your spirit to just have its way. Let us not discriminate against the word, but let us receive the word with joy and gladness. For if we don't receive the word with joy and gladness, it would quench the Holy Spirit of God from moving forth. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about quench not the Holy Spirit from God. And I'm going to be coming from the book of 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Excuse me, my nose is a little stopped up today, but I'm still pressing forward. I do not care what the enemy is saying. I could care less. My mind is made up. God has fixed my heart, and I'm ready to go forward in the power of the Holy Ghost. That's all that matters to me, that I keep it moving for Jesus. I'm coming to you in the book of 1 Thessalonians. That's in the New Testament. 1 Thessalonians is behind the book of Philippians. 1 Thessalonians is behind the book of Philippians. And I'm going to be coming from the 5th chapter and the 19th verse. Amen. The 5th chapter and the 19th verse. It says, quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. And then I'm going to read what the Apostle Paul was telling the Thessalonians because it was a lot of quenching of the spirit that was going on within that congregation, where people were dealing in the spirit of understanding what God was speaking through his apostles and prophets and teachers. There was a lot of discord going on with these church people that was coming against the spirit of God. And what that means is, do not put out the spirit fire. Do not put out the spirit fire. We know that God is a consuming fire. We know that the Spirit of God is a very powerful, powerful Holy Ghost spirit. We know this. We know that the Spirit of God, if it's quenched, then there's going to be a problem in the body of Christ. People won't be getting delivered and healed and set free. And in these days and times, and even before our times, people have been quenching the Spirit of God for so long. And that's why you don't see deliverance. That's why you don't see healing. That's why you don't see the fivefold ministry, because they have stopped the flow of the Spirit of God from moving forward in the body. That's why people, and I'm talking about people that are in the church, they have stagnated God's Spirit from moving properly in the fivefold ministry, because they want to operate in their fleshy, in their fleshly mind. Excuse me. They want to operate in the wrong spirit. This is how you know that the enemy has crept up in the house of God, because the people of God, they have allowed the false pastors, the false prophets, the false teachers to come up in there and speak a word that God did not give them, and cause the fire of God to be deleted out of the lives of the people. And what I mean by that, we have so many different types of man-made religions out here in this world. And God never created no type of man-made religion. Religion did not come from God. Religion did not come from God. Religion came from the spirit of Nimrod when he built that tower. He was trying to build it up into the heavens. But religion was birthed through Satan. But he commissioned it through Nimrod, which was the great-grandson of Noah. So this Nimrod spirit has crept into the house of God and have made the straight things of God crooked. The things that God ordained for a man to marry his wife. Now, they're saying it's okay for a man to marry a man. That's the spirit of Nimrod. Or if somebody is prophesying through the Spirit of God about an individual, that person that does not believe in prophecy, they will go and start confusion in the body of Christ, saying that this person prophesied this to me and it wasn't of God. And the stuff that they said about me wasn't true. But watch this. That's why you try the prophecies by the Spirit of God. There are so many of us that is so easily to get offended about different types of prophecies. And every prophecy that comes to me, I never get offended and I never get in my flesh. What I do is I try the spirit that is speaking. I don't try them by standing there staring at them like I'm trying to intimidate them, because that's not God's spirit. But what I do, I let the Holy Ghost do the discerning. And when you discern according to the Spirit of God, it always was the truth. God's spirit would never, ever lie. It would always speak the truth. It would always uncover the truth. Because anytime your spirit bear witness with something, then that's the Holy Spirit letting you know this is God speaking. But when you're coming from a spirit of misunderstanding, that's why it's good to be quiet. Don't go around spreading it around the church and causing confusion and division. You take that before the Lord and you leave it there. And in God's time, he will reveal the truth. There are some things that God will not reveal to us right away. And it's because God wants to teach us and train us how to wait. Wait on him to speak the truth. Because some of us become so hasty. And you can even say we become very aggressive at times about things that have been spoken to us, been said to us that we're not understanding, that we're not in agreement with. And so what we do is we begin to get out of the will of God. We begin to call this person on the phone. We begin to call that person on the phone. And we begin to say things that is not of God's spirit. So the best thing that you can do when you're not understanding a prophecy or a word that is coming forth and you pray to God for the answer, you wait patiently and God will give you the answer. If you ever have got a word from God but the word didn't come in clear or you tried to understand the word that was spoken, you could have been asleep and God spoke a word to you. The enemy play mind games too. Now, I'm not saying that things doesn't transpire through the night, through the wee hours of the night, because they do. But what I'm saying is that when God speaks his word is always right and true. And so you got too many people that are quenching the Holy Spirit of God, and they are saying that God did not say this, and God did not say that, and so I'm not going to receive that. But lo and behold, what that prophet spoke to you, what that apostle just spoke to you, 2-3 weeks later, it comes to pass. It came to pass because it was God that spoke it to you in the first place. And because you misunderstood what God had spoke to you, you became aggressive and passive towards the man or woman of God. And so you begin to operate in your flesh. And so right then and there, you are quenching the fire of God from perfecting your inner man from growing. Me as a teacher, I am so careful to not to run my mouth. Excuse me. I'm so careful not to run my mouth about things that I don't understand. There are times and lots of times when God do things like this on purpose. There is a waiting period that we all must go through. There is a waiting period. Like you wait for, you went on a job interview. You're waiting for the people to call you back. Or you went and checked on a house or something that you want to move in. You feel that the application, the procedures and everything, but you're waiting for a call back. And so that's how it is with the Spirit of God. You have to wait. And you have to wait patiently. Because if we don't wait patiently, we will make a big, big mess. It will be a big shipwreck. And God will not be pleased. And so right then and there, we just have question the Spirit of God from having his way and perfecting things in us. Anytime God have us waiting on something, it's not that he's trying to cause some confusion or some harm because he have you waiting. What that means is God is perfecting. And what I mean by that, he is maturing things inside of you that needs to be matured by his Holy Spirit. If the Spirit of God can't mature us and develop us, open up our understanding to the things that we don't understand, then we will find ourselves in trouble with the Holy Spirit because we did not give God a chance to make a certain problem or a certain situation clear to us. Well, I just want to elaborate tonight on 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 19th verse. And Paul was telling them in the 19th verse, my Bible may read different from yours. But he was saying, do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecy with contempt. Then he said, test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. And so Paul was talking to the Thessalonian church because there was lots of confusion going on, and this was a new movement in the body of Christ, and you had people there with different types of mindset, characters, and spirit, and Paul was not seeing the fruit of the Spirit among these people, and he was letting them know, you know, do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not put out the fire of God. That is a no-no. Because you are in a danger zone when you are trying to stop God from moving among his people. And I will say it again, that's why you don't see a lot of people delivered and set free in the body of Christ, because people don't want the fire of God. That's what the Holy Spirit represents. That's why you don't see people healed. That's why you don't see people set free from mental disorders, bipolar disorders, schizophrenia, because a lot of them are preaching watered down messages and they don't want the fire of God to just really take hold of these people, body, soul, mind, and spirit. Because when God made us, he made us in his likeness and in his image. Now the defects came when the fall came. The shortcomings was never a part of God's creation. So I just want to clear that up right now. Shortcomings has never ever been a part of God's creation. God never created no one here on this earth to have shortcomings. But after the fall of Adam, he really disappointed God. And he really, really, really quenched it, the Holy Spirit of God, from doing what it needs to be done. Adam really stopped the flow. He really stopped the principles of God. He really stopped the order of God, of what God really wanted to do in the earth realm. So that's why God had to raise up different people that he had ordained before the foundation of the world. We got 35 minutes. I'm going to go on break and I'm going to come back. But this is a very serious message tonight. We're talking about quench not the Holy Spirit from God. Too many people, they don't want the fire of God. They don't want that passion of God. Because you know why? It reveals the true person. The Bible says that the heart is desperately wicked. Yes, it is. And I'm going to just make that clear. When it talks about the heart, it's talking about the inner you, that inner man, amen. And it's talking about the natural mind. Come on now, you can't trust your natural mind with $5. You can't even trust it with 5 cents. But then you have a struggle going on with trying to get into the place where God wants you to be. You've been born again. You've been baptized of the Spirit. You've been baptized of the water. There's only one baptism, and that's through Jesus Christ. But you're still struggling, and the flesh is always fighting against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. And I want y'all to know something, that God created the flesh on purpose. I'm going to say that again. God created this flesh on purpose. The reason why he created his flesh on purpose is because he wants us to understand that we are more than an overcomer in Christ Jesus. The flesh, it can be brought under subjection. It's a process to everything that God does. The flesh doesn't want to do the things of God because it is against the will of God. It wants to do the fleshly things. It wants to always be in people's business. It wants to be a busybody. It wants to be a tail barrier. It wants to be hating on people. It wants to always be in the midst of something. And so this flesh, It can be brought under subjection if we allow the Lord to show us how to overcome the world, speaking of the flesh. The flesh. God wants us to understand the principles. He wants us to understand the commands. He wants us to understand the order of how he has set up everything before the foundation of the world. You know what? We can't do nothing without God. Ain't even used to trying. But I want you to know on tonight that Jesus, he overcame. And so that we are more than conquerors. Long as we keep the Spirit of God in our life, we are more than conquerors. You cannot be more than a conqueror if God is not operating in you. Now, we're going to get that straight, because a lot of people think, because they got religion, that that is the Spirit of God that is operating in them. No. What's going on with that individual or those people is that they have a form of God, but they are denying the power thereof. Yet they look like they have a relationship with God. They look like they have been connected to God. They look like they have fellowship with God. But the fruit of the Spirit have not been matured in them. There's no productivity. There's no production. There's no growth. So this is how you know when people are religious. Religious people, they are very cunning, and they are very watchful. They watch the righteousness just to mimic them. And they have been mimicking us for so long. But we as the people of God, instead of us doing what we're supposed to do to break that yoke off their life through the Spirit of God by speaking what thus says the Lord and not peppering people. That's what's wrong with the body of Christ. Excuse me. Too many people want to pamper people. They don't want to tell people what thus says the Lord. They don't want to tell people that God is calling them out of sin. They don't want to do that. And right then and there, you are quenching the Holy Spirit of God from moving forward. How do you think the glory of God is perfected in somebody's life? How do we think the glory of God is perfected? How do we think that we become spiritually matured? How do you think all of this must take place? Let the fire of God in. That is how. Let him in. Let God in all the way. People say let go and let God. But what does that really mean? What does it really mean to really let go and let God? That means that the flesh must die. Yes. That means the flesh needs to get completely and totally out of the way. That means that God is in full control. And we will begin to see the manifestation of God in so many different dimensions and realms and levels in our life that we wouldn't believe what is actually taking place through the Spirit of God. To let go of something means to completely let go, to allow access, to allow God to do it. Where even when you pray, make sure that you are praying in the Holy Ghost. If you got the Holy Ghost. Now, too many are praying and they're not praying in the Holy Ghost, and they've been praying the same old prayer for 25 years. And you wonder why no change has come, because the fire of God is not in your prayers. The Holy Spirit of God is not speaking through your lungs, not breathing through your lungs, it's not speaking through your mouth. So it's so important that each individual allow the Lord to have his way. We're going to go and break it, then we're going to come back. We have 29 minutes left.
How many of you know that the anointing destroys the yoke? The anointing breaks every chain. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. The anointing falls. Thank you.
Yes, God, yes, God. Let the anointing, let it fall on us, God. Tonight, we're talking about quenching out the Holy Spirit from God. In other words, we're talking about do not put out the Spirit's fire. And we know in the natural that if you start a fire and the fire will begin to burn up things here on this earth, if a fire will break out of your house, it will destroy everything that is in there. But what about the fire of God? And God showed me something. God said he never starts from the bottom. I mean from the top. He always starts from the bottom. The roots. That's where the roots are. Things that are not like God's spirit. God always starts from the bottom. If you see a fire talking spiritually where somebody is starting from the top, just know that that is not the spirit of God. Because everything that God does, he starts from the bottom. He lays his foundation from the bottom. The foundation is the true order of God of how he wants things to be done. how he wants things to go forth. I'm going to say that again. There are a lot of religious ministries. They have started from the top. And it's like the ministry, they go to and fro. They're not stable. That's what I mean. They're not stable. They let anybody come up in there and teach. They let anybody come up in there and preach. They call in the devil good. Anything goes with them. Anything goes. And so that's not the spirit of God. Anything that God does, he starts at the root. Because he is the root. He is the foundation. He is the builder. He is the chief cornerstone. He gave the order. He laid out the blueprint. He knows how it goes. We have too many false religions that have started from the top, and who God is their belly. They don't have that foundation. They don't have that direction. They don't want it. Many times God has sent his prophets to them, his apostles, his pastors, his preachers. God has sent them to them, a rebellious house that is operating out of the own imaginations of their mind. They have been bewitched it from the things of God, and they have begun to serve the idol things, idolatry, false worship. But I just want, you know, everybody to know, including me, no flesh can glory in his presence, for the flesh cannot comprehend to the things of God, for it seems really crazy. And it is, because they don't have the Spirit of God. When Jesus died for all, he didn't die for half, he died for all. He said that no flesh would perish. So many people are going to perish because they choose to perish. They don't want the Holy Spirit of God in their life. They don't want godly correction. They'll call you a witch in a minute. W-I-T-C-H. I have been called a witch. I was not offended. But you know why? Because they did the same thing to Jesus. And so right then and there, they're quenching the Holy Spirit from correcting them and rebuking them and calling out their demons just as well as their sins. And they'll call you a witch. They'll call you a liar. They'll say you're a whoremonger. You're preaching a false doctrine. God is love. They'll try to throw that at you because they don't want you to rebuke them so that you can be quiet, because they say you're not walking in the spirit of love. You're not walking in the spirit of love. How you going to tell somebody about what they do? This my business, what I do. I run this. What's up? What's up? Someone be ready to fight you. This is how you know that these people do not carry the spirit of God. I'm 35 years old. My daddy named John. My mama named Sally. And they can't even tell you nothing. So, saints, it's so important that we watch the fruit of a person. That is the real identity. That is the real character of that individual. What is manifesting through them and in them. Pay attention to the spirit of the person. That is the real individual, the inner man. That's the real person. It's so easy to get caught up in a person that speaks with great education and great swelling words. And I'm not knocking people that are educated, so let's clear the air on that. But we have people that are very educated, and they have been raised up in religion as from a child. They have been taught that way, and they're very educated, and they speak very, very, very high-class words, words that are swelling. What I mean by swelling is that, you know, it comes where you cannot gravitate it. It's a word that is too big for you to gravitate to even understand what that person is really saying. And they won't even break it down because they think that it's okay for them to do that. But that is the spirit of error, because I want you to know that anytime God speaks something, he wants you to understand, no matter what your language barrier, no matter what your language is. Right, we do have people that have language barriers that they try to understand what the pastor is saying. And that is the spirit of error. That's why it's so important that if you're having a problem with understanding what somebody say, if you speak Hispanic, or if you speak Espanol, if you speak Italian, Portuguese, if you speak Haitian, Creole, if you speak German, but you only speak a little English, and it becomes a barrier to what that person is saying, that is a spirit. So that means that you need to educate yourself in some English classes, because that will stop the Holy Spirit from moving directly and correctly in your life when you're trying to understand it on another level. That's what stagnation will stagnate you, even in your ministry. So, you know, there are so many ways that we as people, we can quench the Holy Spirit. That means stop the fire of God from perfecting our inner man, from perfecting our walk, helping us reach the place where God said that we're supposed to be. And I do want everybody to know tonight on the line that the body of Christ is stagnated because they don't want the fire of God. They don't want the will of God. They don't want the desire of God. They don't want the word of God. They don't want God point blank. And the only time they say, OMG, yeah, I have seen where people that ain't never ever called on God's name, they got this little saying that they got going on. OMG, oh my God, you know. Calling the Lord's name in vain. And I just want to break a couple of points down to you tonight, people of God, the things that we need not to do to quench the fire of God. If God put a ministry in you and God told you that you're going to be a prophet to the nation, you're going to be an apostle, you're going to operate in the fivefold ministry, and you just so against it. I mean, you're just so against it because you don't see yourself like that. Right then and there, you are stopping the hand of God from bringing that to pass. I felt something right there. And it was prophesied to you that you were going to be on fire for God. But until you come into agreement with what the Lord has spoken over your life, then it will never come to pass because you are so against it. And it could be a reason because maybe you was raised up in religion where a woman shouldn't be an apostle, but that is nowhere in the Word of God. A woman should be a prophet. A woman should be a pastor, evangelist. That is nowhere in the Word of God. A woman also is a spiritual helpmate to the gospel of God. And I am talking about women that have God's spirit. I'm not talking about woman power. I'm talking about Holy Ghost power. God created the woman on purpose. Come on now. This is how you know that this really, really irritates the spirit of God. Okay, so why did God create the woman? What was the woman really created for? What was she really created for? To sit home and have kids and just cook and clean? No, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. God created he, male and female, and he created them for his use and his purpose. And so when you see all these different types of religion saying that a woman shouldn't be behind a pulpit preaching, take me to the Word of God. Some people misinterpretate scriptures, and anytime people can misinterpretate the Word of God, they do not have the Spirit of God. God never ever misinterpretate his own word. He know his word. He know what he said. There's revelations out there, revelation in his word. New revelations that our eyes, our ears have not even seen or heard. I'm going to say that again. God created the Word. He is the living Word. God is not dead. But somebody said, but you know, at our church, you know, they don't believe in certain things in our church. They don't believe in the fivefold ministry. They don't believe in women preachers. They don't believe that a woman should wear pants and makeup and all of these things. So watch this. I'm going to blow the top off all of this foolishness. I'm going to blow the top off of it tonight. So where did woman get the idea from to make nice pants for us to wear? Now, we know a man ain't got no business putting on woman clothing. That is what the Bible was talking about. These are things that irritate the Spirit of God, that stops the fire of God from moving correctly in the body. And so when the word says a man should not put on women clothing and a woman should not put on man clothing, that's talking about homosexuality, lesbianism. So where did the woman get the idea from to make pants, to make makeup, to make pretty jewelry? There is lots of jewelry in heaven. Come on now. The streets are paved with gold. There's a pearl on each gate. What's wrong with people? They want to be super spiritual, and they want to confuse people. Oh, if you wear lipstick and stuff, that's the spirit of Jezebel. That is not the spirit of Jezebel. But I'm going to say it again. That is not the spirit of Jezebel. The spirit of Jezebel is a spirit that likes to manipulate. Like you want to wear that makeup, they want to manipulate you for wearing it. They want to make you feel like you got a rehab spirit on you. They want to try to poison your mind with their beliefs and their rituals and their doctrines. And they want to say things to try to belittle you. If you like to dress nice, if you like to wear a nice pair of pants, I'm not talking about something all crammed up in your behind. Or you want to wear a nice pair of slacks, look all nice. You want to wear a couple of pieces of jewelry. Not overdoing it because the word talks about that. Because you don't want to cause the wrong attention. But if you want to wear these things, you wear. You're wearing those things unto God. You're looking beautiful and holy. This is foolishness that people are carrying on in the body of Christ. And that's why a lot of people don't want to be bothered with the church world. I'm going to say that again. That's why people do not want to be bothered with the church world. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh at the heart. And when God begins to look at the heart, that's the real person that he's looking at. They'll judge you from the outside. They'll say, oh, she got a cashmere purse. She got Gucci. Oh, she got us a nice alligator skin shoes. Oh, he must be a man of God. He got him a three-piece suit. He could be a child molester. She could be a predator. And I'm talking in the spirit realm. That's why we need the power of the Holy Ghost. Without the fire of God, we will not. We gotta keep the fire of God in every area of our life. Quench not the Holy Spirit. Quench not. Do not. Quench not. Do not. Quench not. Do not. Do not trespass. Stay in your lane. But stealing yet. Some of us, we try God. Like when God told that young prophet, don't go to such and such a house. Don't do that. But God was warning him. And then the devil sent an old false prophet to him, religious man, and told the young prophet that God said, come with him. After God told him, don't go to nobody's house. And he went. This really, 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 really made the Spirit of God angry with him. And he dismantled his own ministry. And then on top of that, God told him that a lion was going to destroy him. And his body was going to be laid right there in the road. And just to show enough, when we don't listen, when we don't listen, God, he has no choice but to punish us. And however he does it, it is an example to the other people. when God told Samson that Delilah was not his wife. And God had told some of y'all that this man was not your husband, this woman was not your wife. The Holy Spirit of God was dealing with you, showing you that he did not ordain for y'all to be together, but still and yet you want to call somebody else on the phone and want to get their approval over what God has told you. And so when you marry them, they beat you like a dog. They took your money. They molest your kids. And God tried to warn you, but what you did, you quenched the Spirit of God from rebuking you and correcting you and telling you they're not the one. But you decided that you're going to override the Holy Ghost, and you're going to do what you want to do, and you're going to say what you want to say. It's my thing. I can do what I want to do. But it's a cost for your thing. I've been down that road so many times with bad relationships. I had all kind of different spirits in me. So many different soul ties. You could call me cuckoo. But I didn't want to listen to God because I was persistent to keep doing what I wanted to do. And it seemed like the more I go deeper in sin, from this man to that man, I would end up with this man with more stronger demons than the others because the Holy Spirit was punishing me. Ha! God, oh, shit! For being disobedient. But one day I woke up when that man snatched a chunk of hair out of my head. I woke up and I stayed woke. I've been delivered for over 10 to 15 years. Whatever we do, people of God, let us not quench the Holy Spirit. When God has told you to tell somebody what he has put in the word in your belly, and you acting like you scared, but when you was in the world, you used to cut folks out like a dog, because I used to. You make me mad, and I'm going to call you every name that the devil put in my spirit to call you. I'm going to talk about how you shape, how you made, how your breath smell. I'm going to ride out on you. But God put a word in your spirit to tell them what he ordered for you to tell them. And you're like, well, God, I don't know how to approach them. God said, just open up your mouth and speak. He that winneth souls is Christ. You win souls through the love of God. It's through his love that you win these souls. You show love. That's what quenched the Spirit of God. That's what stopped the body of God from being healed and delivered and set free. So many love. So many of us, our love has waxed it cold. You ever seen cold wax? You have to put a fire to it to melt it for it to be warm wax. And males don't want that fire to us. We don't want the fire, God. We want to dilly dally around. We want to work in witchcraft, doing things our way. But I come to encourage y'all on tonight, and just as well as you, me too, we need to allow the Lord to have his way. We need to stop quenching the fire, God, in the ministries. That's why the demons can sit on the pews right beside you, because they know ain't no fire up in there. Because any time the fire of God is in the house, they won't even come past the door. Come on, somebody. And if somebody in that demon possessed, the fire of God begin to purge their spirit. I don't want no unclean spirits living up around me. I sure don't. Because God is calling for a church without spot or what blemish. And the way to keep the fire of God going, you got to be persistent with God. You can't be praying today and don't pray tomorrow. A lot of us do that. And then you wonder why you're so dysfunctional in your spirit and all confused. Yesterday you was okay, but today it's a different thing. You know that your flesh is fighting against you. And you got other things going on. Humble yourself up under the mighty hand of God. Come up under his authority fully. You can't be doing it halfway, because guess what? It's not going to even work. You're just wasting your time. Many say, get right, church, and let's go home. Huh? I wonder which home we going to. We got to get right and keep it right. I want y'all to know that we need the fire of God in every situation of our life. The fire of God, it does come with a price. Of us die, you cannot have the fire unless you die. I'm going to say that again. You cannot have the fire unless you die. And I want y'all to know that I love you in the name of Jesus Christ. And that one day we all going to stand before God. Every last one of us. I didn't say y'all. I said all, including me. A lot of leaders think they have arrived and they don't want to include themselves. I felt something right there. But I'm here to tell you, don't get it twisted. And you're going to stand before God too. And I don't want to mislead nobody. If you want to give to End Time Deliverance Ministry, please feel free. If not, thank you for your time and your love and patience. You can go to paypal.com. Put in my email, Delilah, D-E-L-I-L-A-H. That's Delilah, D-E-L-I-L-A-H, 474@yahoo.com. If the Lord is leading you to sow into this ministry, press down, shake it together, running over. Amen. I believe in the word of God. Not only do I believe in it, but I receive what I believe. And I pray that this message bless someone tonight and that everybody here on the line, that God has already met your need. You just keep doing what you need to do for the Lord. And don't worry about people talking. Don't worry about who hating on you. One thing about me, I could care less who's talking about me and who don't like me. That's not even an issue with me. But my concern is that me and my household be saved. And that including the body of Christ, that we all will make it in. I don't want nobody to go to hell. Because hell wasn't created for us, but heaven was. Now, we're going to live the good life. Let us live it. And let us lead it with Jesus Christ. I love you all. God bless you. And keep on keeping on.
60 seconds.
You're amazing. You're amazing,
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 so amazing.
You call the sun and moon to shine. I'm so glad you're mine. Oh, I'm glad to say you're mine. If you're
amazing.